We return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour two, Dr. Carolyn Dean, live here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. So happy to be here, and also YouTube Live. We've got so many wonderful listeners and callers who are with us again this evening, and new people joining us all the time. Couple of things I just want to remind you, if you are hearing something on the show that you need clarity on, especially after we stop recording, in other words, if you're listening to one of our podcasts or listening to an archive, please send your questions to questions, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-S, at drcarolyndeanlive.com. And Melody Rose, who's been working with Dr. Dean for many years, will get your questions sorted through and get you connected to Dr. Dean, or provide you a simple resource if that's all you require. So again, questions, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-S, at drcarolyndeanlive.com. The other thing we want to let you know is for next week, we will not be doing a live show next week, but we will be here on Memorial Day weekend. We can have a super big party on Memorial Day weekend and hang out together. But next weekend, I actually will not be available. And so we decided not to do a live show next week. So you can tune in for the recording, or you can catch us again on the 24th when we'll be back live with Dr. Dean. If you have a request for a radio show topic that you think would be relevant to a lot of people, we always ask that you suggest that. You can write it into our chat line, or again, send it to questions at Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. We'd love to get suggestions. We never really know the scope of what everybody knows. And we found out when we did our pop quiz on magnesium deficiency the other day that our listeners are very knowledgeable. So we want to keep spreading the wealth and spreading all the good information. So if you have a topic idea, just let us know. And finally, I also wanted to say just quickly that Lorraine in Canada, our distributor up in Kelowna, Canada, BC, is doing a sale right now on the Remag. As we've mentioned before, we just have the first of our products approved up there with the product number and the dual language labels, which is what Health Canada requires. And so you can get that at reset.truehealthcanada.ca. She's doing a 20% off sale. So just that single product. I know it's a little inconvenient, but you can also stock up because it is on sale and it's shipped within the country. And then we'll continue to add products as we are going to over the course of this year. We're getting them all organized and submitted, and we'll be able to have our full product line up there soon. So,
and Ginny, let me interject. When you said it's a little inconvenient, by that you mean inconvenient because they have to order the rest of the products from us, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
That's a little inconvenient, but you know, if you get take advantage of the sale, stock up on your Remag, and then just get your products from us on the, you know, alternative months or whatever, we'll all figure it out together. But the most important thing is we want to get that product flowing through Canada as we are, and then just get through the bureaucracy of the rest of it. But they say, and it is true, that once you get your first one done, the rest are easy. So we should have a much easier time getting them through than we did the almost 3 years that it took to get the first one through.
Wow.
But we persevere. Okay. So that's our update. What else would we like to talk about tonight? And we're going to go to our callers. What else do we have to say at the top of the hour here, Carolyn?
Well, let me dive in a couple of other brain questions just to shake it up here. Someone is saying there's been a lot written about vitamin B12 and energy and brain health. What's your take on this? Thank you for your time, Benjamin. Well, I mean, our take is that B12 is very important. So we have it in above RDA level in our realign in the methylated form. So it is very important. So that is there for people in realign. Next one, Andy says, I have atrial fibrillation and my doctor prescribed several medications to prevent stroke. Is there a natural or complementary way to do stroke prevention? Yeah, with AFib, they're afraid that the kind of the shaking up of the heart can cause blood clotting. It can happen. So they put people on blood thinners. And I do talk about some natural blood thinners in my heart health book, like the natokinase, but I can't prescribe it other than just discuss it because so many people are using that. And I can't tell people to stop their medications. And then as we've indicated several times in this show, keep taking your medications, take our nutrients for AFib, the REMAG and the peak of potassium are the most important. And as your AFib diminishes or goes away because it was a magnesium deficiency in the first place, then you'll be taken off the medications. And atrial fibrillation, in the beginning years, it can be just purely magnesium deficiency. I do think that as the years go on, there can be some damage to the heart, and even so, magnesium is going to be helpful. And eventually, with all our nutrients, the cells being supplied with the building blocks, etc., cells have turnover. So your heart today is not the same heart as it was 3 years ago. And if you're taking nutrients to form perfect cells, then you will be healing your heart. That's what we know. Someone is saying, I've had both grand mal and petit mal seizures on and off for years. Will taking magnesium help support my brain acting normal? I'm on various seizure medications. How do I know I can safely take magnesium with them? And that's Craig. So I don't know anything about Craig, age or circumstances. Was it a brain trauma that caused the seizures? But certainly, as we've talked about, the electrical conductivity of the brain requires the proper mineralization. So there is no harm in taking minerals that we're supposed to get in our food and we aren't. And I would be taking the REMAG, peak of potassium, and REMITE and see how it goes. And before taking the minerals, I would get an EEG electroencephalogram of the brain and see the status, and then take minerals. And after 6 months, see where you're at and see if it's a possibility of weaning drugs, the medications, because medications for seizures can be pretty harsh. Parkinson's, can you explain the benefits of magnesium on Parkinson's? Well, Parkinson's it's a substantia nigra. It's possible. I mean, we have reports. We can't say that REMAG, I don't know about magnesium in general, we can't say magnesium or REMAG is going to reverse Parkinson's, but we certainly have comments from our customers who say that their symptoms have lessened. And I guess that's all I can say. I'll ask Ginny if we've had any reports. And there she comes.
Here I am. You know, the thing, like you said, Carolyn, let's talk about something that's equally compelling and very challenging is ALS.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right? I mean, I say if you can handle or recovery from stroke, because we've had a lot of that. You know, people who've had strokes and recover or gain a certain portion or function back or get improvement in an area that they didn't think they would. ALS is another degenerative kind of situation with that. And Parkinson's, yes, I think about one of our customers from several years ago where they were actually able to stop their spasming. That's the spasming one, right?
It's a movement disorder
that
initially causes tremor in one hand and stiffness or slowing of movement. You can even tell, maybe not so much on yourself, but on a relative, you pick up a finger of their hand, just tell them to hold it loosely and rotate their wrist by, you know, propelling their hand with their fingers. Mm-hmm. And if it's a cog-like movement, then, you know, that's a possibility of Parkinson's. It's like half of your nerves and muscles are moving forward and half of them are moving backward. And what I always say with anything to do with muscles and nerves, you look to magnesium first. This business about what is in the substantia nigra, there's a dopamine. So there's something to do with dopamine in the substantia nigra of the brain that they say is affected. And nobody knows for sure. I mean, is it heavy metals that are affecting the substantia nigra, et cetera, et cetera? So in the face of them not knowing exactly what's happening, I just tell people, well, take our products and, you know, improve your whole health, not just focus on the Parkinson's.
That is one thing that we do know is that when a part of the body gets stressed out, the whole body gets stressed out, and it does send its healing energy to focus on that. It's like triage, critical care. And as that part of the body is doing its own triage and responding to what's going on, to make sure that the rest of the body is fortified nutritionally is very important. And this is what a lot of people don't, you know, overlook when they get sick with something like that. So I agree completely.
Right.
Absolutely. And also, you know, brain health, we know the omegas, I mean, so important.
Right. Of course. Yeah. And vitamin D, I mean, they're all important. You know, didn't we say at the beginning of today's blog article, there are 8 nutrients required for brain health, and we do cover them all, you know, various of the B vitamins, the omega-3s, the vitamin D, vitamin C, magnesium, potassium, and a few other minerals that you'll find in Remite. So when you take all our products, then you cover the waterfront. And we can say that now because when we just recently released omega-3 algae, A plus E, we put vitamin A and vitamin E in there so that you don't have to take a multiple vitamin, because you get all your vitamins in our various products, and you certainly get all your minerals. So you are covered. And we've begun saying to some of our, well, we'll say to everybody, but to our elderly people who say, well, one recently did, his wife was doing so much better on our products. He said, well, you know, I'm in my 90s. I feel great. How, you know, have you got anything for longevity? And that's where we say to people, take it all. Just take it all. And it's, to me, it's not a big deal. I get my minerals. I have my Remag, Remite, Pico Potassium, Pico Silver, and Recalcia. I think that's all of them. And Pico Zinc. So there are 6 minerals. I work out the amounts, you know, whatever, 1 or 2 teaspoons of each a day, but half a teaspoon of Pico Zinc. And I add up a total amount of 48 teaspoons or 8 ounces in my an empty mineral bottle. So I work out how many of each I need, and I just put it all in the bottle, and there's my dosage for 6 or 7 days. And it turns out I'm taking about three tablespoons of all my minerals, put them in my sea salted water, about 16 ounces, and then I tip in a scoop and maybe a scoop and a quarter of the vitamin C reset powder, stir it up, and I don't taste minerals. I mean, it's pretty strong berry flavor taste, but I'd rather that than the mineral taste. And you can dilute it down. I mean, you could put that. I think I'll try that just to see how it goes. I can put all that in 32 ounces of water, and it would be a lot. It would be milder and still without the mineral taste. And through the day, I'll swallow my vitamins, which are my D3K2, my omega-3 fatty acids, my whole C reset, and my Realign. So there's my protocol. And, I'm never going to die. That's what we say. Right, Ginny?
You forgot about your RNA drops, Carolyn.
Oh, my gosh. I put those in my mouth. I'm up to, a whole big teaspoon, maybe more, because I put it in a tablespoon, like a soup spoon. I take that in my mouth as I head out for my walk in the morning. And, I'm sort of just waving at people instead of talking because I hold them in my mouth for as long as I can. Yes, RNA reset drops to the rescue.
That's right. That's right. That covers all the unexpected things that you may not know that you need. And believe me, over the years, and especially in the last 18 months, we've discovered more unexpected things about this world than we even thought there was possible. Yeah. So the RNA drops are for the unexpected events. So make sure you have those on hand. Yes, I agree. Sounds wonderful.
Look, I can do the last question and then we're free for phone calls. Karen says, I've been reading about metals in our body causing Alzheimer's and senile dementia. Is this true? If so, what can we do to remove these metals? Does magnesium improve these challenges? And we did cover that, Karen, in the blog. We talked about inappropriate deposition or deposition of calcium and other heavy metals in brain cells, causing neuroinflammation that magnesium treats, and magnesium won't even allow these heavy metals to enter into cells. So it definitely protects the brain from the toxic effects of these heavy metals. So that's where you start off, and then you're working with your B vitamins and your Realign. And in the Realign too, we have two amino acids, the taurine and methionine are sulfur-based amino acids, and the sulfur helps the sulfation detox pathways in the liver. The methylated B vitamins, of which there are four, and the methyl group in methionine help the methylation detoxification pathways of the liver. So we've got everything covered. We do. And, Realign, it really is a heavy metal detoxifier, but I don't say that a lot, and I don't say it enough because we really don't have a study to prove that, but certainly methionine is known for that function. And anyway, I'll leave it at that. But there's another study for us, Ginny.
Yes, I agree completely. Yeah, Realign is just such a great product. It's just a little hug for your liver. It's good for your gallbladder, Carolyn. I was reviewing your gallbladder recommendations for taurine and that kind of thing. And, it's very beneficial. We don't really talk about the gallbladder unless it goes sideways.
True.
But
yes. With all our supplements, you are in a preventive mood, unlike the U.S. Department of Prevention or whatever. I mean, what do these jokers think they're talking about. Bob just come and laugh for us, Bob. Show us the mock what's going on in the world. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force are preventing nothing. They're preventing us from getting well. And, you know, prevention in allopathic medicine usually means that they do invasive testing to find a disease so they can treat it earlier and earlier with more and more drugs or even surgery. And that is what they call prevention. It's an abomination. An abomination.
That's right. That's right. I agree completely. Yeah. It's unreal. Okay. But the most real thing in the whole wide world and the information you really can't count on is with Dr. Carolyn Dean. So we're going to take some phone calls. A reminder, you can talk with Dr. Dean tonight, which is the very best thing to do, at 646-558-8657. And then there's an ID number that you need to, that's on our chat line here at YouTube. It's in our emails, 8836953587. So please feel free to call and join in with us. You can also Zoom in as well. If you want to Zoom in, you can Zoom in as well. But calling usually works the best. So let's press on with our important agenda and get some people on the phone here with Dr. Dean. Shall we do that, Carolyn?
Oh, yes. Let's do it.
Okay. Going to area code 256. 256, we're asking you to unmute. You star 6. Area code 256. Ding, ding, ding. 256. Ding, ding, ding. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can hear the unreal spring storm we're having here, Carolyn. It probably sounds like I'm in a vacuum.
Oh, really? Rain?
Yeah, Mama. Just unreal. Rain just came coming down in torrents. So if it sounds weird in the background, that's what that is. Area code 256, if you could unmute your phone using star 6, and then we can bring you on the line to talk to Dr. Dean. Area code 256. Okay, 256 is not able to get to their unmute button, apparently. Okay, Carolyn, we'll have to talk about something else till we can see if 256 can join us.
Of course. Now, here's another, I think it fits into today's topic even, a testimonial. My husband bought Remag and Remite for his dad, who was really struggling with his health. He tried allopathic medicine and it let him down. So my husband asked if he'd give our products a try. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. He started low and slow and is beginning to feel more energetic and less pain. His breathing has even improved. I'm so excited for him. Thank you for such great products. Look at that. Oh, my gosh. Imagine, you know, because it must be someone who's, you know, maybe in their 70s or 80s to feel like they're getting some energy back and have less pain. And that's all it takes. You know, then they start, you know, looking around and wanting to live an even healthier life. And Luba wrote, I'm so grateful to Dr. Carolyn Dean for her amazing Remag, which keeps me happy. And I have a number of questions or testimonials, maybe. Let's see. From Melody Rose that she got somewhere. I don't know. We're on so many platforms now. I don't know where everything's coming from. Someone says about Realign. Love it. Love it. And that was it. Someone says, I've been taking Recalcia for about 6 months now. We started taking this just to support our calcium levels with a highly absorbable formula. Since we are ketogenic and only eat one meal a day, at least 3 days a week, this seems to be a great way to help support our calcium intake. Very good point. Very good point, because there's not much calcium in high fat, high protein diet. You've got to realize that. I mean, you really have to, but unless they're eating dairy. But see, that's why I made Recalcia, because some people just don't eat dairy. And about vitamin C reset powder, someone says, I absolutely love this product. It's a great way to get your vitamin C and flavor your mineral drink at the same time. It's delicious and sugar-free. Yes, we have a very good stevia that doesn't have any of the stevia aftertaste that I remember from, you know, the first days of stevia. This is about Remite. This is awesome, Jenny, because people are focusing on the different products. Someone says Remite has changed our lives for the better. It has worked wonders along with Remag. We've been loyal users for 2 years, and my wife and I have no intention of going a day without either of these products. We believe in Dr. Dean and all the help she has given to people. That's so sweet. And there's someone who's commenting on Total Body Defense Bundle. And they say, it's amazing that my body aches and pains have become minimal recently since I began taking this bundle. I usually take the Remag and Remite, but recently decided to add the bundle. I just got over COVID, and since COVID have been sick twice with plenty of, it ran out. I don't get all the words. So this is one of the things, we're not allowed to talk about COVID, but for post-influenza, people really do need to take, you know, all our products. Because colds and flus, they do take down your energy, they stress you, they deplete your vitamins and minerals, so you need to replace them. And this one is about Realign. And they say, I see a difference in my overall health and in my gut health and energy. Very good. Someone says, love it. I put it on my drinks together with vitamin C powder. Yummy taste. Okay, so they're, you know, Remite tastes strong. Mostly, I think, because of the iodine in it. And they're using it with the vitamin C powder. Someone says, I drink the minerals all day. I can feel it instantly. Definitely will buy more. Highly recommended. Someone says, it's a quality product. I never want to run out. About Realign, I'm much pleased with the purchase of this product. Thank you, Dr. Dean. Wow, they just go on and on and on. Are you okay, Jenny? Do we have a call yet?
We have a couple questions, and so let's do those, and then we can go back to that. But yes, that's a great amount of information that Melody Rose sent. Yep, yeah. It's perfect. Yeah. Okay, so let me just do this. I'm going to try to go back to 256 and ask 256 if you're available to take your phone off mute, because I see your hand is still raised. So 256, I sent you the blue button, or you can unmute your phone using *6. But if not, we're going to go into the questions that are on the chat line. Area code 256. Oh, bummer. I hate it that they're going to miss talking to you. Okay, let's go to the chat line. So, good questions on the chat line. One of them is, can Dr. Dean explain why methylation is important?
That's a great question. Most people didn't know about methylation until the 23andMe genetic testing became available to the public. I think that it became available to the public, because it just kind of freaked people out when they were told that they had all these possible variations in their genes, and, you know, nobody talking about a nutritional solution. But let's look at methylation. Methylation, and I'm, you know, kind of Googling some of these answers for you. It's responsible for processing homocysteine. And if you don't have enough methyl groups to process that amino acid, there's a risk of cardiovascular disease. It's problems with methyl group deficiency can lead to chronic degenerative disease. So methylation in the chemical sciences denotes the addition of a methyl group on a substrate, and a substrate just means a substance, or the substitution of an atom or group by a methyl group. Methylation replaces a hydrogen atom. That doesn't tell us much. So I guess the way I'd say it, it's a chemical process that changes one thing to another. Or in, I know most about it in terms of the liver methyl detoxification, where certain chemicals, if they are attached to a methyl group in the detoxification process, they're easier to eliminate from the body. And, you know, if you don't have methylation detoxification, then the chemicals build up and, you know, toxicity results. So I know it's a detoxifier. Now, what Susie Cohn is saying, that methylation problems, in this article she writes, leads to hundreds of diseases. So this is interesting. She says methylation, big word that you probably don't think applies to you. However, read on. Knowing about it can improve or save your life. It's a process of taking a single carbon and three hydrogens, known as a methyl group, and applying it to countless critical functions in your body, such as thinking, repairing DNA, turning on and off genes, fighting infections, and getting rid of environmental toxins, to name a few. So I just knew, you know, focused on the knowing the environmental toxins. And then methylation defects are tied to a wide variety of conditions. So she lists every condition known to man and woman. But she says, usually in severe conditions, the symptoms are due to toxin buildup. One process of methylation turns on and off genes. This means it affects your DNA, et cetera, et cetera. So what happened with 23andMe is they started not even diagnosis, but kind of quantifying people who had problems with their methyl, how would I put it? The MTHFR, let me look that up. MTHFR is a condition that we started hearing about. And I'm trying to find some words for you on that. I mean, it's quite fascinating and quite complex. People are being told that they have this MTHFR malfunction. And it kind of freaked a lot of people out. MTHFR is a rate-limiting enzyme in the methyl cycle, and it's encoded by the MTHFR gene. So when this gene doesn't work properly, or if there are variations of it that don't work properly, then that whole methyl cycle that we talked about, that, you know, affects the detoxification, etc., doesn't work properly, and then you get a buildup of toxins and other things happen that cause disease. So people got very freaked out about it, and You know, I've been hearing about it for many years. So when I was making the Realign, I decided, okay, it's going to have B vitamins, and I'm going to make the ones that are methyl Bs. I'm going to make them, you know, find those substances so that we have methylated Bs, so that if a person has a MTHFR gene variation, they won't have a problem. The Bs will already be methylated. There will be methyl groups all ready to go into metabolic processes. And, you know, we've had incredible feedback from our customers that's been working for them. There are methylated Bs out there, but they're usually not combined with other Bs, or if they are, they're synthetic. So we use the food-based Bs and the methyl Bs, and we've had great success. And we just use low potency. We're not going after real high levels of the Bs. So that's me rambling on, Ginny, as my brain sort of attacks a question. What did I leave out?
I think you did a great job of attacking that question. I don't think you left anything out. It was very good, very thorough.
Okay, very,
very
good.
Thorough. Okay, now I want to share with you that Nancy, earlier in the conversation, we talked about digestive enzymes. That was in the first hour. Mm. Nancy M., one of our regular listeners, love Nancy, said, I just want to report Remag helped my stomach digesting greatly, and I was able to actually stop taking digestive enzymes. I had a slow stomach emptying, and Remag stopped that. I wasn't taking Remag for this purpose, though it certainly was an added benefit. And I do think one of the best things you can take for digestion is magnesium, because it was through you, Carolyn, that I learned that the reason why people even have indigestion most of the time is because they don't have enough hydrochloric acid to break down their food, and the body needs magnesium to make hydrochloric acid. Mm. So I remember when I used to have a lot of digestive problems back in 2014, 2013, I was taking Remag with a meal. To be able to make sure that there was enough hydrochloric acid and stuff in my stomach at that time. And that really seemed to create a lot of relief for me. So there's something you can think about too, you guys, if you take it through the day. But in my case, I was also taking it with meals just to boost my hydrochloric acid in the gut. Now, speaking of more stomach problems, I guess we should probably do a stomach show here pretty soon. A lot of stomach questions. One of the questions Charisse asked, Carolyn, is, do you know if there is a book in which Dr. Dean discusses diverticulitis?
That would be in Future Health Now Encyclopedia, for sure. And Charisse, we had to take it off the free list because, you know, we talk too much about helping people. And the FDA doesn't like that.
We have too much homeopathy. Homeopathy.
Yeah. And we put it on, we already had one issue up there, one version. But we put it on, and Ginny was just telling me today that we've tried to make it 99 cents, but because it's 600 pages, somehow they wouldn't allow us to kind of give it away. So at this point, the latest edition is $5.99, but that has everything in it. Now, and what you can do, Charisse, is just email customer service at support@rnareset.com and ask them if they wouldn't mind cutting and pasting the text of diverticulitis to you. You know, we don't mind doing that. Okay, so that's that.
Absolutely. Perfect. Wonderful. Thank you. Yep. Excellent. Vitamin D is also very good for the stomach and healing the gut. There are a lot of vitamin D receptors in the gut. So if you are, again, having that gut experience, you know, make sure if you haven't taken advantage of Dr. Dean's offer, I think Charisse has, but if you haven't, be sure to get your free testing kit from Grassroots Health. It's a $212 offer. Quite literally, Dr. Dean actually paid $212 for you for this test, but you can do your blood spot testing at home. You can find out what your vitamin D level, and if your vitamin D and magnesium level, you've got your TSH, and then you've also got your omegas, and all that information will be provided for you, and then you can adjust your dosing accordingly. I think the number one failure of all of our customers, even though I shouldn't say all, a lot of our customers, is they take the products, but they don't take enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, vitamin D, 10,000 IUs a day minimum right now, ladies and gentlemen, for everyone on the face of the earth. You should not, unless your vitamin D report is 90 or higher, for anybody over the age of 50, you need to be sure you're pounding your vitamin D. You've got to adjust your magnesium in order to accommodate that. You definitely want to make sure you've got your omegas going in with that. And you get all those things together, your gut is definitely going to respond in kind, and you're going to have a lot better way of getting digestion completed and healing the gut in the case of diverticulitis. Now, oh, one thing, Carolyn, this must be the Pico Silver Show, because, you know, we've had several people heal their stomach of diverticulitis with Pico Silver.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Remember that?
Yes, good point. And I wonder if I have updated the latest version about that, because Pico Silver would go in there. What happens with diverticulitis? It's little outpouchings of the diverticuli of the gut. I mean, how can you describe it? You just look at a picture of the anatomy of the gut. It's not one tube like your garden hose. It has little bafflings. It's like, what's the curtain that it looks like, Ginny? Little billowy curtains that you have a little tuck every few inches. And at those tuck sites, you can develop a weakness. And especially if you're constipated, then you can get these outpouchings. And in the outpouchings, you can develop a little infection or inflammation that causes you pain. And that, you know, heaven forbid, in the extreme case, it can rupture. So Pico Silver is going to go in there and help with any infection and inflammation. And Remag is going to be helpful with the inflammation too. But yeah, you're right about the Pico Silver. And I'll have to check the book and make sure I talk about that.
Yeah, because I know diverticulosis is very painful. A lot of people have it, and their stomachs get cramped up in their sides, and they eat a peanut or something like that, and it drives them crazy. But I'll tell you what, Pico Silver, definitely a lot of positive reports about that with that. So Charisse, that's a heads up for you. Yeah. Hopefully that will be supportive if that's you or somebody that you care about and you're asking on their behalf. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. More problem solving, all the problems of the world, Carolyn. I mean, is it just great or what?
It is. And, you know, it does seem that we have to, you know, remind people over and over to take enough. I think what happens is people will look at the labels. We have to make our labels to accommodate the FDA, who wants us to use or recommend the least amount of our products for people. And people look at the label and think, oh, that's all I have to take. And you know, when they finally get to customer service, if they do come to us, we will mostly tell them, well, you need more. And that happens over and over again. Now, if we don't have a phone call, I have a case that I can report on if you'd like.
Okay, let me just try 256 one more time. This is the old college try, as my dad would say, if he were here with me. We'll give it one more try. Area code 256. We're asking you to unmute using *6 to talk to Dr. Dean tonight, if you're still interested. Area code 256. Okay, well, we're going to let that go. All right. I think we're caught up on all our questions on the chat line, Carolyn. So I feel that, yes, you should probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I call it a teaching case. So Steve, a customer of RNA Reset products for several years, began with Remag after reading the Magnesium Miracle, continued to add supplements. He says, as he became confident in what he was taking. And that's what we find. You start with Remag, you feel, you know, so much better and think, oh my gosh, I should keep trying other things. He says he's 70 years young, weighs 165 pounds at 5'11". So that's a good weight. And in January, he retired and began a regular intensive workout, lifting weights and doing treadmill at the local Y 3 days a week. So he says, I take the following supplements, 1.5 teaspoons Remag, 3/4 in the morning, 3/4 at night. And so when I read a case like this that customer service sends me, I don't read the whole thing. I start from the beginning, and when I see something, I'll comment. So I commented, you haven't said if your symptoms were better on those products and are now coming back, but I'll answer based on what I know. 1.5 teaspoons of Remag equals 450 milligrams, and it's barely the very low RDA for men. So it's not going to be helpful if there are obvious magnesium deficiency symptoms. Also, you began intensive workouts in January, which will cause more need for magnesium by the muscles and from your extra sweating, meaning more loss of magnesium. So your requirements could have doubled. Also, taking shots of magnesium is not the best practice. It's best to put Remag, Remite, and any other of our minerals in a liter of sea salted water and a scoop of vitamin C Reset berry powder for taste and drink that throughout the day. Shots of Remag will only be partly absorbed because the cells will be saturated for a period of time and the overflow will go out in the urine or bowels. It's a waste and inefficient. And I finish by saying I would recommend 3 teaspoons a day of Remag. He says, I take 1/2 teaspoon of salt 3 times a week in my water that I take to my exercise workout. So, I mean, I don't know if that's all the sea salt he takes, but I say, in my opinion, this is not enough. Sea salt in drinking water guidelines, take your weight in pounds, divide it in half. Drink that many ounces of water per day, more in the first 2/3 of the day to avoid getting up at night. In each liter of water, including your mineral water, put 1/4 teaspoon of a good sea salt. That means one that has some color to it, pink, orange, gray, etc., which means it's not refined to pure white with no minerals except sodium chloride. And then he says he takes 1.5 teaspoons of Remite 1 time a day. So I say, good, but putting vitamin and he says it doesn't taste so great. Putting vitamin C Reset berry powder in your mineral bottle will solve that problem. He's taking 1/4 teaspoon of Tico potassium, and I said that's way too little for someone with heart palpitations. I think I determined later he was still having some heart palpitations. I said I personally take 1 to 2 teaspoons a day. You can check your dietary intake of potassium. Read my Pico Potassium book at DearCarolynDeanLive.com. He says, I take a scoop of vitamin C powder a day. I said, good, put that in with your mineral water. He says he takes 1 Realine. I say, okay, but 2 is better. And he says he's been taking a vitamin tablet, omega-3, a D3, and a B12. And a glucosamine for joint pain and health. I said, for the synergy of all my formulas working together, when you run out of the above, switch to our D3, K2, omega algae, take 2 a Realign to give you enough B12. And I say, you won't need a vitamin tablet because you will have everything in what you are taking. Vitamin A and E are in the omega, for example. All the Bs are in Reline. So, you know, this is sort of the advice that I give on every show. And you know, people aren't listening to the show. They don't get this information. So this is what customer service does day in and day out, is remind people of all the nutrients that we do have. But here's what happened. At the first of this year, I began experiencing rapid irregular heart rhythm events occurring once and sometimes twice a week. I met with my primary care physician and was referred to a cardiologist. I wore a chest monitor for 3 weeks. The report came back with a diagnosis of atrial fibrillation and flutter. And I said, this coincided with you retiring and beginning an exercise program, both stressful and depleting of magnesium. And then I said to him in this report, I have never thought of retiring, but I wonder if people equate it with death. You know, when people retire, they don't last that long because they haven't planned what they're going to do or, you know, whatever. But I mean, that's an extreme statement. So I told him to reread my heart health book. It will, at the very least, help remind you that you need more REMAG and peak of potassium. So then the cardiologist, he says, recommended 25 milligrams of metoprolol, which is a beta blocker to slow down his heart rate, and Eliquis, which is a anticoagulant. He said, I've reached the age of 70 without any known health issues. I was married for 46 years. My wife passed last May due to cancer, and learning to plan and cook all meals has been a challenge. But he said, I would prefer to fix my irregular heartbeat with nutrition and supplements than take a pharma pill. And I said, I'm sorry to hear this, such a stressful year for you. I would suggest adding our restructure meal replacement for the meals that you might otherwise skip or skimp on. And he said, at this time, I have decided to fill the prescription for the metoprolol, but declined the Eliquis. Instead of taking, I'm taking 2 baby aspirin. And I said, you don't have to change any of that, but as you get better, your EKG will improve and you should not need the metoprolol. Now, what I say in the beginning of the heart health book is that the heart starts to weaken and get out of sorts from magnesium deficiency by causing a tachycardia. You start speeding up. It's like desperate trying to get more nutrition. I don't know what, but tachycardia starts it all. And that's what happened to him. And I didn't tell Steve this in the report I sent, but I personally would take natokinase as a natural blood thinner. And I mentioned that in the heart health book because aspirin does cause internal bleeding. So he wanted my opinion, and I said, we never tell people to stop their meds. And he's sent his vitamin D test, and it was low at 33. I said, it's better to be 55 or 60 and 90 if you want to prevent prostate cancer. His blood glucose was elevated, 117. It should have been 90 to 100. And I said, this can improve with the extra REMAG, the REMITE and restructure and stopping sugar. His cholesterol was good. That's probably why they didn't put him on statins. And he said he went to his chiropractor, naturopath, who said, oh, it's your sugar. You know, that's the problem. So he put him on a bunch of things. And I said, I find that the above recommendations of our formulas are enough for blood sugar. You can read my diabetes book. And I said, you know, about all the herbs he was given, I said, I don't have to recommend anything besides our formulas. And he asked if I agreed with his chiropractor about his glucose being the instigator of his rapid irregular heart rhythm. And I said, not entirely. stop sugar, take more REMAG. Magnesium deficiency can cause symptoms. And if you have yeast overgrowth from your higher levels of sugar, the yeast can cause an increase in toxins that stimulate the heart. You can read my yeast book and my sugar book for more input. And he said, do you have any recommendations for me? And I said, I probably gave you too many. And that was that. So Ginny, we have 1 minute left for you.
I'm just here hanging out with the gang, having a little chitty chat about infrared saunas on the chat line with YouTube and hanging out with everybody on chat, but it's been a great show. Lots of great content. Remember, everybody, we won't be here next week, but we will be back the following week. And I don't know, Carolyn, do you think we should do something on the gut?
Maybe, but infrared saunas, if they cause you to sweat a lot, you're losing your minerals. So beware of that. Take more minerals if you're using infrared saunas. And yeah, we can, I mean, we did a gut, didn't we do a gut webinar at some point? We should have.
Yes, we did. I think that was a couple years ago. We might. Well, we'll figure it out. But we will be back in 2 weeks with another great show for everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We really appreciate you. Love Rachel. Love you, Deborah. Thank you, Bob, for always being there. And thank you, Carolyn. Great show.
Great show. Thanks, Jenny. Thanks, everybody. Aloha.
Aloha.
You've been listening to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show. For questions about today's broadcast, email Dr. Dean at questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.